I'm Laura Winters.
This is a whole level of different sun.
Our top story this Saturday morning, the heat, which is gripping the nation.
The heat does hang on in many areas. Corpus Christi, Texas, Houston, and El Paso will all be near 100 on Saturday. Even as far north as Helena, Montana, could see a high of 99 Saturday with sunshine. That's your national weather forecast, Mike Ellis.
And speaking of weather, what about the El Nino effect?
Meteorologist Courtney Carpenter says the El Nino pattern can significantly affect winters in California.
For El Nino, the signal is strongest across Southern California, where it tends to lean towards wetter than normal.
Forecasters with the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration believe there's a 90% chance that the climate pattern will persist through the winter. I'm Ryan Daniels.
Economists predicting record back-to-school spending this year. USA's John Schaefer says parents are busy snapping up supplies.
Back-to-school spending is set to reach an astonishing $41.5 billion, breaking all previous records. That's according to the National Retail Federation. Last year's spending of $36.9 billion will be surpassed by a considerable margin. Families with children in elementary through high school have budgeted an average of $890 for back-to-school items, while college students and their families are expected to spend over $1,300 per person. The main driving force behind this surge in spending? The growing demand for electronics, marking the highest percentage ever recorded in the survey. I'm John Schaefer.
Singer Tony Bennett being remembered at a school he founded in Astoria, Queens. Gideon Frankel, the principal at the Frank Sinatra School of the Arts, says the singer would visit a lot.
In the beginning, when the school started, Tony and Susan were here all of the time. When he was around students, his face just lit up.
The school planning a tribute to the late singer in the fall, Bennett passing away at the age of 96. This is USA News.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Hey, good morning. You're heading to the airport, right?
Yep, thanks for checking. I like the car. How long have you been a rideshare driver?
About 3 years now. I really enjoy it.
Isn't it hard to make money these days with the price of gas being so high?
Not for me. I use Upside, the free app that gives you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get real money back when you get gas with the Upside app?
Yep, I get real cash back every time I get gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make around $200 to $300.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code STRONG for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code STRONG for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code STRONG.
The Mega Millions jackpot growing to $820 million after no big winners in Friday night's drawing. The numbers to check for the smaller prizes, 29, 40, 47, 50, 57, Mega Ball 25. 8 tickets, by the way, matching the first 5 numbers but not hitting the Mega Ball. Those tickets are worth $1 million. They hit in California, Florida, Michigan, North Carolina, and New Jersey. In other news, Comic-Con is going to look a whole lot different this year due to the writer's strike.
Major movie studios and television networks are skipping the event. The convention also lacking the A-list celebrities who usually attend. Any talent who are members of either SAG-AFTRA or the WGA are prohibited by those unions from making promotional appearances during the strikes. One fan says it's not a big deal that movie stars and the studios aren't a part of this year's show.
Everybody else will be here, so it's going to be a great convention no matter what.
San Diego Comic-Con will run through Sunday. I'm Corey Myers.
And more now on our top story, the heat wave sweeping the country, USA's Tim Berg reports.
Parts of the nation are continuing to bake as over 90 million Americans across multiple states are under heat advisories. Republican Congressman from Arizona, Andy Biggs, joins Fox News and gives an update on how his state has been dealing with triple-digit heat.
A lot of water stations come up. People are being recommended to stay inside, stay out of the heat where possible.
And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Keeping your kids safe is a full-time job, whether it's putting on outlet covers, installing child gates, or gluing down your priceless vase. So Duracell made one part of childproofing simple. Our lithium coin batteries are the only ones coated in a non-toxic bitterant to help discourage swallowing. Your kid is safer, and you've got one less thing to worry about. Or glue down. Duracell. Engineered for more. Available in 2032, 2025, and 2016 sizes.